Hello, this is Danae. I am sticking a small little public service announcement episode in between 2 and 3 because I got contacted over the weekend from some people who have another podcast named Resting Witch Face. Now, in my defense, I searched, it didn't come up. I searched on the internet, it didn't come up. So I don't know what was happening that day that this particular podcast name never came up, and that's why I chose this one. So evidently they have like 50 episodes, and I apologize. This was not my intention to copy. I truly did not see your podcast name. It didn't come up. So I don't know if the internet gods just freaking hated me that day or what, but anyway, I have to change the name of the podcast. I'm changing it to Witchy Woman Podcast. So from now on, everything will be Witchy Woman. I had to redo my artwork, change subdomains on my podcast, and buy a new domain for the blog. So that's all taking a little bit of time, but I thought in between, so everybody knows what the hell is going on and why this is changing, that is why. And I need to vent just a tiny bit because it did come at the most inopportune time. So my daughter had gotten in a car accident. Luckily she's fine. The car's totaled, but she's hurt. She's traumatized. I'm a mom, so I'm freaking out. That happened on a Thursday. I think it was Thursday. Yeah, Thursday. And then everything was fine. And then I had a class I taught here at the shop, a Reiki 1 class, which went fabulous. But I got home and my very elderly horse was laying down, passing away when I got home. I am thankful that she waited. She's that kind of stubborn-ass horse. So I couldn't expect anything less, but I was devastated. So this happens, and then I'm upset, and then my daughter got bullied because of her wreck. They're saying that she did it, you know, she's made up the fact that she was in one. She's actually in a knee brace, so dealing with her pain and the frustration of kids without any compassion or empathy really just, to be blunt, fucked with my week. I was already sad and traumatized and upset, and then this happened, so I had a lot of anger towards them children, or towards those children. Man, even my speaking is affected right now. Using correct English really isn't going to be priority during this particular episode, but I just had to drop in and let you know what's going on in the shit show that is my life right now. I'm straightening everything out. My daughter is fine. She will be wearing a knee brace, and she's going to the chiropractor every week, sometimes twice a week, I guess, until she gets to feeling better. She has a lot of soft tissue damage in her spine. She has whiplash, and her kneecap keeps being pushed out of place because of all of the injuries that she sustained during the wreck. Not to mention, she's also pretty traumatized and fearful right now, and then dealing with bullying at school really isn't helping. So the episodes were supposed to come out yesterday, and I just needed one more day. So today I'm recording this. I will edit it and get it out to you guys, and then you will get to hear episode 3, which is the episode where I interview my husband. It is pretty awesome. I'm probably going to use the words Resting Witch Face, and I'm sorry, but I'm not editing it out. I already had edited that entire episode, so I'm just going to run it without the intro, and hopefully everything gets straightened out, and my life will be less of a clusterfuck. So I'm sorry if the cussing is offending anybody, but it seems appropriate at this moment, and if it really offends you, you're not my audience anyway. So with that, that's probably enough information for one day on my chaos that is me right now. So anyway, I hope all is well with everybody. I do apologize for this weirdness and the change of names, but it will be Witchy Woman Podcast. I'm trying to change everything, including the blog, so I will include links to everything new. I will put that in the show notes so that everybody has the right links to the blog and everything. So, with that, I will bid you adieu.